Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Monday noon, boom. Appreciate you. Starter Heyman text line. The Starter Heyman text line. Rick Heyman doing the damn thing. We need to get your music show set up, sir. There's some people in this space that that need to have their own show. We need to work on that. But the Starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. You guys have been active. Thank you for being a part of these 2 hours of radio. I appreciate it. You are respected greatly, greatly, greatly. You can follow on all the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, at all, channel 961. Appreciate that. If you would, download the Ticket app so that you have it. Give you every access to this thing. Yeah, Bach, there we go. I was literally just thinking about that. Bach, if you would please, kind sir, give us the first friend of the Ticket who's making sure this stuff comes to you each and every day.
Well, it is noon hour here at the Ticket. That means it's lunchtime, and the lunch hour is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
We're going to need for somebody to go buy Mulberry's, because they have a, you ready for this? This is pretty spectacular. There's a loaded baked potato. A loaded baked potato. Brisket, pulled pork, or sliced turkey on the baked potato. Green onion, sweet barbecue sauce, cheese, sour cream. That's a whole dance. That's a whole dance. They have a double barrel barbecue sandwich. They have an Italian brisket. The triple barrel. Ooh, the brisket, andouille sausage, pulled pork, slaw, sir. But the burned in sandwich is the jammy jam. I can say that in full. It's the jam.
Do you think a loaded baked potato can be with all that? That's what I'm saying. Is it a meal replacement, basically?
It's a meal. Like, I mean, and on purpose. Like, I'm not playing with it. That's a meal. But I'm this way with that. I need to pick at it. I have a friend that when they were in town and they got Mulberry and they got the loaded baked potato. But they smashed it all together into like a pile. But these are the people who, if they get meatloaf and mashed potatoes, they're gonna mash them together.
They're mixing them together.
they're gonna mash them together. Like, there's no, and that is a whole cultural discussion between the people who eat a little of the meatloaf, a little of the mashed potato, a little of the green bean. But there are people who will just take the mashed potato and just mash in the meatloaf and then eat it together. And neither of them are wrong. But I'm a member of the club that if it's real meatloaf, it's grandma's meatloaf. If it's grandma's meatloaf, I'm mashing them together. I'm just like, she got some crazy joy from it. Like when I mashed them together, not everybody does. There are people who don't want their foods touching. They don't want them. They don't want it to bleed over. Like you don't want the gravy from the mashed potatoes to run over into the meatloaf. But there are people who it's a different meatloaf, like the sauce that you put on the top of the meatloaf. But there are people who do not want that with the gravy because it's a different gravy than you use on the mashed potatoes. Bach, what's your rule? Do your foods touch? Can you mash them together? What's your rule?
No, I'm mostly the plate divider guy. I don't like them to touch too much.
You know, that you and you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I understand. I understand. Hour two. We were asked this on the Saturday Hammer Text on Mississippi. Mud Dog says, can you please transition to wrestling talk by answering this question? Which wrestler's entrance music would be best to play right before kickoff at a Husker game? He says, he goes on to say, I think Triple H entrance for the 30 seconds before kickoff would be awesome. Bach?
Yeah, that was my idea. I kind of put together the shootout with Strick theme music. That's what I use. You know, it's just perfect. It's time to play the game. People are jumping up and down, getting crazy. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I'm always partial. Maybe I don't know if this would be a different time, but if we could get the maybe, you know, I like the Lincoln. I like the Lincoln Stars where you yell at the teenager playing hockey that he sucks. So if we get Kurt Angle's music playing right after we score a touchdown or something and yell at the other team that they suck, I think that could help with the Nebraska Nice situation we get into.
Oh, Buck, I'm about to do a thing. I'm about to do a thing that's going to upset some people. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready for this? Because he asked. Three words. One team. Give me the Jey Uso.
Mm.
Give me 90,000 Sea of Red. From grandsons and granddaughters to grandparents, standing in unison, tunnel walk, three words, one team.
Yeah. It's the most over entrance right now, not a bad choice.
Like I'm just... Bach, I'm just saying, like if you, and then imagine if you had, so just think week one home game, right? Zachron. And standing somewhere in the concourse, maybe even in the tunnel, right? But somebody running through the concourse. So Terrell Farley is running through the concourse with Husker fans, right? The same way Jey does, right?
Yeah.
And he walks down and he, you know, the area right behind the tunnel walk, right? And the fans are there lined up and there's a cameraman and everybody's following through and everybody's hyped up. And then they come through the tunnel behind the team.
I'd be on board.
I'm just saying. That's not. Right, we know the three words. Everybody knows the three words. Everybody in the building knows the three words. Three words, one team, go Big Red. Yeet. Give me that. It's simple. Brad from Baldwin asked this, and I keep saying this, that y'all know what you're going to get. So he asked the question, what do you think of Cena versus Lesnar from last night? And Bach and I think I'll get Bach's. Oh, man, y'all are wild. Y'all are wild on the text line. Henry, Big Bang Hank says DX.
Mm.
Which I understand. But we also know that several of the grandparents are just not going to. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do it. We know they're not going to do it. Right? They're not going to do it. So.
That is, I mean, that does get you pumped up. I'll admit to that. But
yeah. Right? Right? Bach, your first reaction to Lesnar.
Well, it was I was sports entertained. I think that's the biggest goal that they have. Obviously, Brock Lesnar, a lot of people thought that maybe he wouldn't come back to WWE. And so when he did, it's exciting. Regardless of what you think of the man, I suppose outside the ring or kind of what was going on there, wrestling is better with the Beast incarnate. And so he's a welcome addition back for me. Intrigued that he's kind of going after Cena. I think they're kind of relying on the long-term rivalry there, which is fine. You know, it's Cena's last go. Maybe he wants to get one last punch in. So I was entertained by it. And especially just the whole match between Cena and Cody, kind of leading up to it. I thought that was fantastic. Made their WrestleMania match, put it to shame. I mean, the WrestleMania match wasn't great, which altogether, that's what Cena, became the first time 17-time world champion with that. So I thought they could have done better there. I think they made up for it here. And then Brock being back is very interesting. And we'll see. Paul Heyman has custody of, like, I think 8 children on the roster right now. So we'll see if there's any connection there eventually.
I have to be honest. I am Paul Heyman out. I know it's great storytelling, but that means you have too many people on your roster that can't talk. That's what it means. That's what it means. Having one at the top, having one apex predator, Brock Lesnar, who can't talk. Okay, fine. But what are you going to do with that now? Who's going to talk for him? That was the whole point, is that he can't talk. It also means that you're going to, in choosing him for Cena, that you say that Cena can't win his, you're not bringing Lesnar back to lose to Cena in Cena's final match. Right? You're not doing that. If you're going to bring back Lesnar, why not bring him back for the title? Why not bring him back to come in and get, whether it was CM Punk, right? Do that. Have Punk win it, and then, no, but you didn't do that, right? Because then you could have pitched that, you know what? At least then.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
CM Punk loses the strap after Lesnar attacks him, and he loses it to Seth, right, in the pool. But Lesnar and Seth Rollins are now under Heyman, right? You've got several different, right? Because now Young Steiner is upset that he's not the man. He's also going to have to stare at Lesnar, right? Like, give me that. Show me that, right? You didn't send Lesnar after Cody, which means you're going to stick with Punk and Cody as the message, but then Drew McIntyre literally is all over social media saying, eyes on, pay attention to me, right? Because that's the thing. And then, oh, by the way, none of them are the top dog. Roman Reigns is still the top dog. He's still the top dog. Whether we like it or not, he's the top dog. So if you're going to bring back Lesnar, why not bring back and give me the two behemoths, right? Give me that. You could have brought him, Lesnar, back Saturday against Roman and Jay, because that still puts him under their Heyman watch. And then you could, I don't, what are you doing?
Well, everybody wants a, shot at Cena right before he leaves. Maybe Brock had enough pull that's you know where they decided to go with it. But I mean, I agree with you. Like I said, that's why I began saying I'm sports entertained.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what I would have done. I mean, there's different routes I would have gone, and that goes throughout the show and WrestleMania and the stories that they do. And sometimes you love as wrestling fans if the stories all feel kind of interconnected, or like the long-term storytelling is, values you and that you've been watching that long to kind of get in and be in on all of it. And so I think they've missed with certain superstars there. I am glad that in my mind, the Cody deal is wrapped up now, because we knew at WrestleMania, you know, once that happened, okay, he's going to get a chance at SummerSlam. We've already seen the Cody redemption story. They're going for part two. And now I'm interested to see how they pivot Cody moving forward with all these guys in the building. And like I said, not exactly the way I would have done it, but if you would have told me a few years ago, CM Punk and Brock Lesnar and John Cena and Roman Reigns, I mean, they've got a lot to work with.
I thought in my head yesterday, Haas and I were talking about it on the breeze, that I thought that if you wanted to write a really cool story, it was to have The Rock come back and get with Cody.
Yeah.
Right, and have him turn on Cena. Right? If you're going to have good Cena, right?
Yeah.
It was interesting. It would have been interesting to have those two have that match, and then Cody turn and Rock's there on it. We think that it's Cena, right? Cena's looking over the shoulder. And then Cody turns him around, and Rock gives the, and then Cody goes off. But that's just me.
Well, and if they could get, that's the problem though, too, is almost any segment can be better with The Rock. It's just how much is his timing and schedule and willing to work with them part of it. And I think that is the one part of the Cody story that is kind of frustrating, is it didn't wrap up in any way with The Rock. And that's where you can kind of go back and look, because I mean, we talked about it a lot when Cena turned heel. We said that's one of the biggest heel turns of all time. And while it still is, the work that they did after that, and now to bring him back to the face side, it kind of like it's going to damper the heel turn, because the writing afterwards, I just don't think heel Cena really ever worked all that well.
Well, I mean, it worked. It did exactly what they wanted, which was to put him back in the circuit of media, right? It put him back on television and put him back, right? It's all the conversation. And then, of course, he has another movie that he has to film coming up, so that certainly plays into it. Several texters have mentioned the Brock Cena connection. My question, like, I understand the Ohio Valley connection, but then at the same in the same conversation, Randy Orton is there. What do you do? Like, why wouldn't you, if you're gonna connect two of them, connect all of them, bring back Batista, have Orton. Well, Randy Orton is aspiring to his final run, right? So you're not just gonna let Brock and Cena have their run and Orton just, you know, gallivants away. No, he was the lead feature in that anyway, right? So that's potential, but I just don't know that it's the best story. Again, if you're gonna put all of this into a feeder with the Brock Seth relationship, right? Because Brock owes Seth one. And again, it was a walk-up. All you had to do is say, well, remember that Seth cashed in on Brock. Well, there's the story. You walk right by it. You literally walk right by it. So I don't know what that room is, but I give them credit. I give them credit for making it happen. I don't have to agree with it, because that's not my job. But through all of it, right, that in this space, they've gotten the storytellers more hype. This is more about the storytellers than it is about the talent, which is an interesting phase, right? But we always have to be careful, because when that happens, right, think New World Order storytelling. Changing the stars and having the right stars in place. But at some point, the storytellers, the fans just revolt against the storytellers, because they're not showing up for the story. They're not showing up for the opera. They're showing up for the performance. They're showing up for the characters. And if you don't give them a Brock Lesnar they want, they will tell you. If you don't give them a Cena they want, they will tell you. No matter what you can put into the programming, they will tell you, no, we're not buying it. And you've almost hinted to folks that Cody was going to be here. You've almost planted that seed. How becomes a curiosity, and what will be the reason why? Who's going to be the antagonist for Cody turning and when? But more importantly, I just want to know, why did you send Brock to Cena? He walked by the championship, and you're taking the eyes farther away from Roman Reigns. Like, done Roman Reigns, what does he do? Right? Because, wait a minute, Gunther's title sits on the side. Wait a minute, what do we do with that? What do we took Gunther's title, right? What are we going to do with that? Was that the end goal? Was that the end goal? No. Now what? Two champions. Cody, Seth. Do they meet, or are they on different paths? Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting run. Sebastian says Orton is going to target Cody, which may be a thing. 5162 says, imagine after the Rollins cash in of Brock came out, since it reminded him of Rollins. That was my point, was that, yeah, they have a relationship too, a more recent relationship, and one that mattered. There's a championship exchanging, so why walk by the dude that took the title from you to get the guy that you beat up every time you faced him? Like, Cena has no success against him. So I don't understand. Yeah, I mean, and there are folks who are in it and not, and it's pretty soon. Matt says this. I didn't grow up a wrestling fan, so I haven't watched much. However, my stepsons are huge fans. I want to do something special for them, an experience or something I could get them. Any suggestions on what could be memorable or a cool thing to get them? They've been to WWE events once and loved it. Matt, you and I will talk. And they yelled at me this weekend. WWE yelled at me personally because I was not at SummerSlam. I'm credentialed, so I get to, Haas and I are credentialed, working on getting Bach credentialed. And that was also why they yelled at me. It's like, well, what do you're one of the few stations in the country that has several wrestling shows consistent. But then it's, yeah, but we're a Husker network first. So sending people out to their events isn't always convenient. And it all, for me, it competes against the UFC events that I have to make decisions about. The WWE fan experience is a greater, they do fan experience marketing better than anybody in all of sports. And that includes NASCAR and UFC. WWE fan events are exceptional. Great access to the characters. You get to do a walkout. They usually have big ones in Vegas, but they also have ones around. If you go to WWE.com, and there is a fan experience where they can tell you about how to take your stepsons to these events. They're not inexpensive, but they're not ridiculous. I mean, depends on how far you want to go. Most of them, you can, you know, within your price range, go meet wrestlers, take pictures with them, get autographs, that sort of thing. Or you can go high end where it's at a pay-per-view event and you get quality seats to the event, to a pay-per-view. So there's tons of things away. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. Find me on social media and reach out or stop by the station since you're the official chef of the drive. You know where we are and how to do that. There are ways to do that. As well. So, and there's a lot of really cool things. As a matter of fact, there are several wrestlers that, you know, we could probably hook them up with so they could talk to and actually meet them. So we'll throw it to break. We come back more one-on-one here on The Ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free, select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart Mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.